I am making a damning claim that you and I, as Nigerians, we are creating the cabals that we complain of every day. Everything that happens in Nigeria, especially the bad ones, which is unfortunately what comes out of the country all the time, most of the time, we blame the cabals, we blame the leaders, you know. They are the cabals, they are responsible for eating our money, making us poor, all of that. Why completely exempting ourselves from the blame? We are saints. Unfortunately, we are not. Actually, we are the creators of these cabals. We literally are creating them. You and I are creating the cabals that are hurting us, that are harming us. And it's simple. Why? Because of our obsession with looking for good leaders. Our continual presence in the market of good leaders is coming back to haunt us, making us poorer, just destroying us in every way possible. From the breakup of the country to up the uprising north and south, middle of Nigeria, just the poverty, the instability is as a direct result of our obsession with good leaders and leadership. So you see, we are the one creating it. The cabals would not exist without us, literally. We sow the seed and we are actively putting fertilizer, growing them. And they are hurting us. And all of this is unknowing to most Nigerians. So really, I'm not here putting blame on anyone. I am here to open our eyes to see the real deal, to see the people creating these cabals, to see the people creating all the bad stuff happening in Nigeria, poverty and instability. While the cabals are really, really doing well. Well, why are they doing well? So this is what we are doing. We entrust them with the tools, the resources, and the authority of the country to take care of us. Let me give an analogy of what we are doing. So your roof is leaking, and what you did, and what we are doing, and what you are doing is, you took the tools, the resources, your money, and the authority to fix it. You gave it to someone else, and asked them, "Hey, take this. Whenever my roof is leaking, come and do it for me." That's what we are doing through the 1999 Constitution, even though we didn't vote for it, but we approve of it, not to see anything wrong with it, at least majority of us. We entrust them with our land. Every land in Nigeria, the government is a custodian. Every resources on the ground, belongs to the government. Our education is government. Our roads is government. Everything you can think of is government. And they have everything. They have the tools. They have the resources. They have the legal authority to do these things. So that combination is what create the cabals. And we did that. We are proof of that system. And we are in the market all the time to look for good leaders, good honest leaders. That's what we are. That's what we keep fighting for all the time. When you see pensioners or you see students protesting the street today in Nigeria, they are looking for good leadership. That's all. Good governance, good leadership. Hey, we gave you resources, we entrusted with the resources, with the legal authority. Come and do it. Come and, you know, perform your job. That's what we do. And if they don't, next election cycle, they will use the resources that we entrust them with. They'll come and bribe us. We will vote them in. And the cycle continues. They will disappoint. Next time, we'll try to look for another honest leader. And the system continues. It's a self-hurting system. We are literally setting ourselves on fire all the time. We are creating these cabals. The only way we can reverse this self-hurting, the only way we can stop creating these cabals is to completely take the powers we give them back to us. If you don't give anyone the power over you, that means they don't exist, they won't be there. Then no more cabals. We need to take back the power, the tools, the resources back to us. And then we, each of us, not as a collective, no, each Nigerian would have that power to fix their roof when they need to. That is what restructuring is. It's about. That's what true federalism is to me. True federalism is about taking back the powers, the resources, the tools we gave to these people back to us so there's no need for them. Really, that's what it is. The only need for government in a free society, in a society that progresses, that is stable, is public safety, is for protection of human life and property. They protect us to live and use our resources. That's what it is. In Nigeria, it's not so. The government is responsible for educating us, is responsible for providing electricity. I mean, it's responsible for building us roads. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely sad. And when you think about it, you're like, why would I do that? If you live in an estate that is gated with gate, do you ever take your money and give it to the gate man? And say, hey, take my money, take my salary, take my business in my house, use it, educate my children, build my roads. In fact, I can't do that. I am preventing myself from doing that. If I do it, it's illegal. So you are the one in charge. You are the one in charge with the legal authority, and you are the one with the resources, with the tools. You own my house. I'm just living in it. Take care of me. I am challenging anyone listening to this to bring one person in Nigeria who designed their living that way. Really? It's just, so we are living a double life. A reasonable Nigerian will never agree to that kind of system. But here we are, we don't see anything wrong with it on a national level. And then if anything goes wrong, if they steal billions of dollars, we will completely blame them and exempt ourselves. Meanwhile, we created them. We literally created them because we gave them the powers. You gave your security guard all of these things, and they are mistreating you and you are complaining? That doesn't make sense. Do not complain. Even if you do, just know the source of the problem. Take those powers back. Keep your money in your house. Keep your tools. Keep your resources. Keep the legal power. And take care of yourself by yourself. That is the moral of this story. We need to stop obsessing with good leaders because we need to entrust someone with our resources and start thinking, how do I get those powers back so I can do them myself? The way we live in our homes. This is not strange. True for leaders is not strange at all. This is how we live, literally. My challenge still stands. This is how we live. It's not strange. Then we can decide how to educate our children, how to build the roads, how to do those things. We are creating the cabals through our obsession with trying to get good leaders to take care of us because we give them these powers. And we need to stop that. We need to take these powers back, give it to ourselves, and then we can decide how to do those things. That is the most effective way to do this. That is how to get out of poverty. That's how to be stable. Thank you.